Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here! Beautiful goal! Walcott! What a goal! It's been flicked in by Alexis Sanchez. A quality goal from the Gunners.
Hello and welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast. For the week of Monday, the 21st of November, I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up on this week's show, we hear from Gunners defender Skodran Mustafi. And the former heavyweight champion of the world and boxing legend George Foreman is on the show as well. As ever, Adrian Clarke, our very own heavyweight, is back with the chalkboard. But let's kick off with a weekend review. Well, Arsenal went into that lunchtime game looking to win at Old Trafford for the first time since 2006. And it looked as though they were heading for yet another defeat until a couple of substitutes combined quite brilliantly in the dying minutes.
By no means have Manchester United been brilliant today, but it looks like they're going to pick up the 3 points. And the fact that De Gea hasn't been worked is going to be frustrating and disappointing for Arsene Wenger. This is Oxlade changing, looking to change it. Gets away from Rashford, gets across in towards the far post. Queuing up here, and Giroud with a header! 1-1, Olivier Giroud on as a sub and on the score sheet to hopefully steal a point for Arsenal and maybe even more. Well, we wondered if De Gea was going to be tested in this game. Oxlade-Chamberlain got away on the right-hand side and curled the ball over to the left, and it was Giroud. It may well have taken a deflection somewhere along the line, but it ended up into the net, and in the 89th minute, it is Manchester United 1, Arsenal 1.
Well, Giroud will certainly be hoping to start in the Champions League in that huge, huge game against Paris Saint-Germain at Emirates Stadium on Wednesday night. Another man who's likely to be in the starting 11 and with huge amounts of responsibility on his shoulders is Skodran Mustafi. We'll talk to the German defender next. Skodran Mustafi has certainly adapted quickly to life in the Premier League after arriving from the Bundesliga and has settled nicely into his new environment, something he's been doing since he was 14 years old.
Well, I think it's not easy, you know, moving from home when you're 14. Most of the things in life you never did yourself, you know. Your parents do everything, you just go to school, come back home, play football, and that was it. And then suddenly you have to move from home to a city which was like 500 kilometers away from home, and it's not easy not to have the people around you, and you start growing quick, I think, because you think about things that a 14-year-old kid wouldn't think if he would be at home.
So would you recommend doing it? When you look back now, do you think that was a very valuable thing to do?
I think it is, but It can be the different way as well. You know, I think as a father or as a mother, I think it's difficult to give your kid away with 14. I think for me at this time it was like, oh yeah, I go Hamburg. It's a team which plays in Bundesliga. Yeah, I go because it was a dream. But like for the parents, they think different. They think, okay, 14 years old. He goes away. It's not around the corner that, like, if something happens, I can be there in 5 minutes. And I think it's difficult. It's difficult to make a decision if it's good or not good. I think you have to know your child really well to think, okay, I can trust him. I can't leave him go because I know how he is. I know how he thinks. Or I can't because I know that he's going to be lost alone. And I think it's something that, the parents have to make the decision.
So what did you do? Did you move in with another family in Hamburg? How did it?
No, it was like we had like a house, a property where all the like we were I think 14 or 15 at this time, 15 boys that came from different countries as well, but even from different cities which were far away from Hamburg. We lived all in one building, and yeah. And everyone was like training with his with the teams because we were at different ages as well. But yeah, that was the good thing. I was not alone. Mm. I had like people around me which helped me a lot.
But it must have been difficult times as well. Was there any time when you thought, I want to go back home, or this is not what I expected?
To be honest, the most difficult time was like the first week, you know, because you... the first thing you think when a team like this is interested, it's like, yeah, I want to go. And then you are there and you see like everyday training, it's pressure. It's not like in your home, in your hometown where you are like the star, you can do whatever you want, you just play. You have to earn your place, and there's so much pressure. And when you're only 14, 15, it is difficult. It is difficult. And then you don't have your father, you don't have your mother. You don't have your friends around you where you can, you know, when you don't feel good, you just talk to them. Yeah. There's no one there. It was only the first week. And then I just said, now I'm here. I have the opportunity and I have to take that.
And it's Adams put through by Bold. Would you believe it? Or Charlie George, who can hit him. Oh, a great goal!
It's up for grabs now.
On the 22nd of November 1986, Paul Merson made his Arsenal debut against Manchester City. Merson would become a firm fan favourite at Highbury, scoring a number of memorable goals over his time there, including this one in the 1993 League Cup final against Sheffield Wednesday.
Davis chipping that one through.
Merson with a shot. It's in! It's 1-1!
We couldn't have wished for a better start to a game of football. Both sides being rewarded already in the first 20 minutes for a lot of endeavour.
I think there may have been a deflection on the way here as well.
Certainly he didn't catch it right, if there wasn't.
Merson would go on to play 425 times in Arsenal colours, scoring 99 goals before then moving to Middlesbrough in the year 1997. In 15 years with the club, Merson won two league titles and an FA Cup as well as a League Cup, and of course the European Cup Winners' Cup as well. Now, over the years, many famous figures from a combination of the world of sport and beyond have graced both Highbury and Emirates Stadium. And among that list of late was the two-time former heavyweight world boxing champion and Olympic gold medalist, the great George Foreman. The man affectionately known as Big George entertained the lucky audience in an evening with George Foreman here recently. And we were there to speak to him afterwards.
You know, I get a chance to present some of the things that George Foreman is about. Meet fans, sign autographs, and then, in other words, have a good time.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you're aware that Arsenal's manager, Arsene Wenger, has been in charge for 20 years. It's an incredibly long spell in charge. Yeah. Kept the club at the top. Now, you boxed over three decades at the very top, on and off. I know you retired for a period. What does it take, mentality-wise, to stay at the top of the game for two decades, three decades?
Every day you got to look up, get in the mirror and say, I can do this. Mm. And no one can do it better than me. Then maybe you get out of the mirror and say, what did I just say? But you end up backing yourself from the mirror. Yeah. But you really just got to believe that you're doing something that you're good at. Yeah. That's it.
Now, you are, you know, you're long retired from boxing, but you went back to it, didn't you? You had a period out, was it a decade out of it? We've got a player here, Robert Pires, a legendary player here at Arsenal. It's his birthday today, actually. Wow. So happy birthday, Robert. He continues to train with the club. Yeah. He's into his 40s now. It's hard, isn't it? When you've been at the top level, you just don't want to let go. Did you find it tough?
The second time around, I left boxing the first time for 10 years. I love being out of boxing. Mm. Then I made myself go back in to earn money. And I learned how to box because I didn't have all that youth and energy. I had to skillfully learn the sport. Mm. and it was hard to give it up. I didn't ever want to stop boxing. If I had, that's why I left HBO. I figured every time I was watching, calling the sports, I said, I can beat this guy. And I realized I'd be 80 years old saying the same thing.
So next time you come back to North London, would you fancy taking in a game here at Arsenal?
I sure would.
We'd love to host you.
I sure would. How's the popcorn here?
We do hot dogs.
Yeah, I know about the hot dogs.
Well, we would be delighted to welcome you back anytime. It's been a pleasure to have you here at Arsenal Football Club. We hope you have a great party out there today and meeting all the fans.
Looking forward to it.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
Well, Adrian Clark joins me at the chalkboard. Clarky, looking very smart in your nice little Arsenal coat.
Yeah, I'm all Tony Pulis up today.
Where's the club shop? Where's the club? No chanting. I'm never chanting again. We'll come on to that later. The people have spoken. I accept the result, but we'll never, ever.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Do that again. Anyway, before we go on to today, we've been hearing from Paul Merson in the history lesson. A man, of course, that you would know well from your time as a player here.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, good lad. What a good player he was. He probably doesn't make it into many of the fans' all-time great 11s, but talent-wise, he's not far away, I tell you that. He was. They called him the Magic Man, and it was for good reason, because he could pull rabbits out of the hat. He was a brilliant chipper of goalkeepers. He used to do it all the time in training. And, just naturally gifted. Could play as a striker or as a winger, or as a central midfielder, actually, later on in his career. So a very underrated footballer, I think, when fans look back, because there were so many good players in that era.
Absolutely, and a very different era as well, which is fascinating in itself. Yeah, I completely agree. Question on the chalkboard, yes. With the Man United game partially in mind, but a few more recent weeks as well. How do Arsenal, in what's traditionally not their strongest month, stop draws and start getting wins again? Just turn one point into three.
Yeah, there has been a little bit of a dip, I would have to say, in recent weeks. The highlights of the Chelsea game, the Basel, the Ludogorets, we blew those teams away. And that's not happening at the moment, is it?
Still unbeaten since the start of the season, though.
Look, there are positives, for sure. But how do we turn draws into victories? I think a lot of it is down to the way Arsenal start matches. If you think about the games where they've been at their very best, they have torn at the opposition right from the whistle. They've played at an incredibly high tempo, got an early goal, and then really enjoyed themselves. And I just think this team is built to do that. They are great front runners, this Arsenal side. Once they get the lead, they don't actually give it up that often. I know that they did in the North London derby. But that wasn't the norm. I think they're a good front runner. So it's all about the start for me. And also, I don't know, it's difficult because I do feel that the likes of Theo and Alexis have maybe not hit a wall, but physically I think they're maybe a little bit jaded at the moment as well. So it's down to guys like Giroud and the Ox who came on and delivered at Manchester United to keep everybody on their toes as well.
There we go. Completely agree. OK, so let's focus then on Bournemouth. Next up, a team ninth in the Premier League at the moment. Obviously, Jack Wilshere is there. Won't be allowed to play against his parent club. But I'm really impressed with what they've done second season so far under Eddie Howe.
He's a good manager. He's intelligent. He learns from his mistakes, which I think not all managers do. Sometimes they're a little bit stubborn and they are set in their ways. But Eddie Howe is the type that will develop and he will adjust his playing style. Look, Bournemouth still play attractive football, but they've also become a touch more functional. And they had to be because they were too easy to play against at times last season. So, yeah, they're mixing it up nicely. Ninth. It's maybe a false position for them. I personally wouldn't expect them to stay there. But there's no reason why they can't be around the 11th, 12th, 13th marker come the end of the season, because what they've got is a philosophy. They've got a good manager and they've got players that want to play together. They clearly enjoy working for the gaffer.
Who would you highlight as one or two of their key players? Because they're a team that is, to a degree, a sum of their parts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a team of great individuals, really. You're looking, I think, if you're talking about a form player, I'd say Junior Stanislas is someone I'd pick out because, I mean, he wasn't first choice at the start of this season, but he can make things happen. He is capable of scoring from long range. He's a great set-piece taker. And his movement is decent as well. He's pretty sharp. So even though for the bulk of his career he's been a bit of a fringe player wherever he's been, mm-hmm. I actually think he's a bit of a danger man in this particular match. I think he'll play on the right. He can pop up on the left as well. So the fullbacks need to be wary of him for sure. But yeah, you're bang on. They don't have great individuals really. Harry Arter is another one.
Yep.
Good player, good passer. Reminds me so much of Frank Lampard. The way he moves. Just his body language. He's Frank Lampard. It's quite off-putting at times. And he has a really good long shot as well. He didn't score as many goals as he perhaps should. So, yeah, he's a guy that you can't underestimate.
OK, so two traditional questions to finish this part of the chat, which is, first of all, what would be your key head-to-head battleground?
Key head-to-head, it is difficult. I think that we are going to dominate possession in this game. So it is probably... Actually, I'm going to say Mesut Ozil against the holding midfielder, Andrew Sermon, who's a really important player for them. He will be in this match as well because I expect Bournemouth to sit back for the bulk of it, soak pressure up, and then look to hit us hard and fast on the counter. They've got Callum Wilson, they've got Josh King.
Fast as well.
Very fast. They are going to be very dangerous on the counter-attack, no doubt about that. So it's how can Bournemouth withstand Arsenal. Now, Mesut wasn't at his best last time out at Manchester United. He's got to run Andrew Sermon around. He's got to drag him to places that he doesn't want to go to in this match. And, if he can get the upper hand in that particular duel, I think Arsenal will be quitting.
And to finish that off, how do you beat Bournemouth?
Well, let's go back to the start. Start this match with a very, very fast tempo. Get that early goal. And I think Bournemouth will have to change their game plan. They will try to do what they did at Stoke, which was sit back, soak things up, and score a goal and then kill the game. Don't give them an inch. Get ourselves a lead. Make them come at us and then it'll be a completely different game. I think we'll be just fine. We need to bounce back in the Premier League. This is a huge, huge game for Arsenal. Have to get 3 points. The best way to get 3 points is to start like you mean to go on.
Well, Clarkie, I said you looked smart. The Arsenal Weekly podcast producer, Liam Roberts, is wearing the snazziest of blue jackets. Where on earth he got that from, I don't know. He's looking good. Liam.
It's functional. It's warm. It's warm because I feel so cold after the chant off last week. I feel cold and empty after that.
What, because you've missed the chance or just we made you feel empty?
I don't know. It's one of the two. But points-wise, so we put it out on Twitter, and thank you to everyone who voted. We've got a really good response. With 59%, Adrian Clark wins it.
Oh!
Get in. So, look, it's a proud moment. I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that voted, the people have spoken, and hard lines for us. Look, I think your chant was good. But ultimately, not good enough.
the Donald Trump of the Arsenal podcast.
We've had some dodgy results this year on polls, haven't we? Here's another one.
So that makes it 10-7.
I think mine was a little bit too long hearing it back. That was the one thing. I think I got a bit carried away.
Look, move on. Move on, Russ. It's gone.
Sorry, well, we are moving on.
Talk to the hand, Donald.
We've got more points to give out. So last week I asked, because of the booking situation in the Chelsea game, we thought maybe it was the Mourinho factor ahead of the United game. How many bookings, Russ, you went for?
Seven, I think.
Got sucked in by the narrative, didn't
and
we?
And then, Clarkey, you went for the...
I just played dirty and went six.
So you went for the dark tactics?
Yes.
And they worked, because there were six.
Well, that's how I got my lead at the start of the season, was the dark tactics.
I genuinely didn't know that it was
so
six. I thought there was like three. So great news. No,
do you know where that went wrong? Giroud should have also run into the crowd and got himself booked for me. That's where it went wrong.
So you're blaming Olivier Giroud for not getting your points. So that makes it 10-all.
Oh,
so
amazing.
In 1 week, Adrian Clarke has got it back to level pegging.
Oh, my God.
So it's all up to play for this week.
It's all about momentum now.
This is worrying. So, I feel a bit like Spurs when they've got a chance of finishing above Arsenal and I'm just flatlining. Oh, no.
So what we're going for this week, so you spoke about a quick start in the Bournemouth game. Somebody who's going to be key to that is Mesut Ozil. If Ozil can get his passing together. Mm. So we're going to ask for passing accuracy of Ozil in the opponent's half.
good question. Yes,
definitely
go. Yeah, okay. He's normally pretty good in this regard, I would say. Let's go. I think he's going to be really tidy in this match. He wasn't at his best at Old Trafford. 87.6%.
That's high.
Is that specific enough?
So I'll give it to you by the percent. So if you get it to the percent,
okay, all right. Well, 80. I suppose in that regard, it'll be 80. I'll go at 87.
I wasn't going to go quite that high. I was thinking around the 80 mark. I'm not going to resort back to the filthy, murky tactics.
Well, look, we're level now.
I'm going to go 83.
Okay.
83.
Yeah, good luck.
87, 83. We'll see where we are next week.
Liam, thank you very much indeed. And Clarkey, congratulations, man. You are the chanting champion.
I was proud of my chant, I've got to be honest. So, but look, it's gone. It's gone now. We're on level.
Move on. Move on to Bournemouth. And in terms of Manchester United, you can, of course, check out Adrian's brilliant review on The Breakdown on Arsenal.com. Well, that's just about full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Squadron Mustafi, to George Foreman and to Adrian Clarke for all of their contributions today. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes, clearly leaving us a 5-star review in the process. You can find us on Acast these days as well to make sure that you never miss another episode. We're back on Monday, the 28th of November. And until then, it's bye for now. And come on, you Gunners!
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.